One aspect that our stewardship team is asking us to consider is, what would happen if this resource were to disappear, if we didn't have this in our congregation? It strikes me that this might be an interesting question for the Health and Pastoral Care Committee, given that some of us in the cathedral have not yet experienced the loving care and concern offered by the dedicated individuals volunteering their time and talents to the health ministry or the pastoral care ministry or the prayer network. So many of us are fortunate to have children or parents living a 10-minute drive or an hour's drive away. It's not a problem to drive someone to a doctor's appointment or maybe visit a little more often, help with picking up groceries from mom or dad if they're recovering from surgery. That's not the case for everyone here in our family, and we are fortunate to be able to offer helping hands and cathedral visitors to help those people through that difficult period in their lives. Being in the hospital is hard, but if you're lonely and if you're scared, it's harder. And for some, that heavy burden might be lifted by a prayer or the presence in the room of a caring person, particularly those who, again, no longer have loved ones living near them that can take on that role. Our wonderful parish nurse, Kathleen Snow, has walked alongside so many of our parishioners, supporting them in prayer, attending to their needs in body, mind, and spirit. She started a new dementia support group last year. The meetings are held for the caregivers, but because they are faith-based, there is a deeper level of connection within that group. We're thrilled to welcome so many people to the fellowship and fun of the medley tea held right here with tables and tablecloths and tea and service, silver, it's not silver service, is it? China, teacups, everything. It's a really, really lovely time of fellowship. The numbers continue to grow. We welcome visitors into our cathedral for health information sessions. All of these things invigorate body, mind, and soul, the yoga classes. I have personally experienced the comfort of a prayer shawl. My family has been lifted up by caring visits from the pastoral care ministry. When we knit together a community of compassion, we are stronger as a cathedral. Jesus dedicated his life to healing the sick and restoring dignity and faith. To answer the call of volunteering is an opportunity to walk in his ways. I encourage you to pick up a brochure at the back of the church on the table. Read about the many ways that our health ministry supports the cathedral family. Think about how you might fit into that team, or our team of pastoral care visitors, or the prayer network. Take a moment to recognize all the good work being done in this committee.